This is ARN, the Advanced Radio Network.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-561-6198. 800-561-6198. 800-561-6198. Again, that's 800-561-6198.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
For the weekend of May 31st, 2019, I guess you can say the first weekend of June, of course, on Saturday and Sunday, you are tuned into Tomorrow. I am Dave Graveline. In the control room, thankfully, Erasmo is back. His mom's doing well. He just returned from Italy. Glad to have you back, Erasmo. And Horatio working with the show out of New York. Here in our Miami studios with me, none other than...
Chris Graveline.
His own self.
And happy summer vacation, because I think that most schools around the country are out this week or next week. So.
Yeah, some last week started. Yeah,
So happy summer vacation to all the students and teachers. Not so happy summer vacation to the parents.
No. The parents generally, oh, great. When does school start again? Don't be so anxious. It's going to be a while. But yes, happy summer vacation to all the kids listening, all the students, college, high schools, elementary, whatever the case. Oh, and a special congrats if you've just graduated from one of them. I mean, it might be kindergarten graduation or preschool or eighth grade or high school or college or just the school of life.
Well, and our own former Kids Tech reporter is not so much a kid anymore.
I know. Caitlin just graduated high school. OMG. We can remember when we had her in our studio and she was doing the Kids Tech reports and just a little thing. And she like harkens back to that too and says, yeah, I remember some of those were fun. Okay, anyway, now what are we going to talk about? She says, it's like, oh, all right. She doesn't want to belabor that point. But yeah, congrats to Caitlin as well and all the other grads. And soon, dads, we got Father's Day coming up.
Yeah, can't forget about us.
I know. Good heavens. You know, everybody spends a fortune and does wonderful things for Mom's Day. Don't forget about us dads.
We like tech.
Yes, among other things, we like tech. Oh, and if you like tech, and of course you do because you're tuned into Tomorrow, you know that the summer giveaway is well underway. Hey, that rhymes. And you want to stay tuned because we're going to tell you about some of the new things that have been added just this past week. Oh, my gosh. We got a plethora of good stuff for you.
I know. I wanted to quit right before the giveaway so I would qualify, but you wouldn't let me.
Nope. 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 No, plus, even if you quit before the giveaway, you know, you don't qualify for like a couple of years anyway. You know, it's like you shouldn't be a lobbyist either or something. No, it doesn't work that way.
Because what do we have? One company that apparently has like $8,000 worth of stuff en route to our studios?
Yes. And we can't tell you until it actually gets here, but we have the tracking numbers are on the way. And $8,000 from one company sending us stuff that you want to have. So you want to stay tuned. And we always say that no promises, no guarantees, but mention one or two or even a third item. Somebody listed the other day, the prize closet team was showing me, they just like copied everything off the website. Well, okay, then just say anything from your summer giveaway if you don't have a real preference. But I say one or two, maybe a third item, only because everything goes fast. And when you call into the show, if there's something in particular, no promises, no guarantees, you know, legal asterisk, We do our best, though, to get one of those things to you.
In fact, you know, we actually had a listener last year. I'm not going to call them out by name, but, you know, last year's giveaway. I want to say they called in like 3 times during 1 week.
Oh,
you know, asking good questions, but each time would list off or rattle off another 3 or 4 from the list. And the third call, this person said, and I don't remember what else you had listed on your website, but whatever else is there, I'd like that too.
Great. Now, come on. We've got to share as well. We've got to spread the wealth. And boy, do we have the wealth. Again, stay tuned. We're going to tell you in a few moments what else is on tap and some of the good things you have available. You can always check them out. Of course, you subscribe to our free once-a-week tech newsletter. And if you don't, quickly visit intotomorrow.com. Or if you want our last name, graveline.com. That gets you there, too. Same thing, same site. And you'll see right at the top, big listing about the summer giveaway. And you can see all the things that are in studio that we're announcing and giving away during the big annual summer giveaway. So you don't want to miss any of that. And all you have to do to qualify, actually to win, is just be on the air. Be heard on the air. Oh, and we might even give you the phone numbers to call.
That would be 800-899-4686.
Or if you'd like to spell out words on your phone keypad,
800-899-INTO.
Yeah, very easy. So all you parents that have been saying it for years, video game addiction is now classified officially as a mental disorder. The World Health Organization included gaming disorder to the list of international statistical classification of diseases and related health problems. Whew, that's the title.
Yeah.
The WHO, not the music group, but this organization, classifies video game disorder now as continual video game playing that leads to, quote, impaired control over gaming, close quote, adding that gaming takes over other priorities in life. I'm hearing many parents say, yeah, we're there. As expected, video game officials reject the WHO classification. WHO is probably how we should refer to it. But surprisingly, so do some health officials who claim there has not yet been enough research on the subject. According to the report, the American Psychiatric Association also believes the evidence is not available yet to say video game addiction is a true mental disorder. But the World Health Organization says it is. And they take over the world. So you have to believe them, I guess.
And you know, and I have a feeling that I'm getting my son more towards that video game addiction. This past weekend, I finally, after about 10 or 12 years, pulled my old Nintendo Wii out of a storage closet.
Oh, no.
Hooked it up to
while
my TV,
he was there.
And while he was there.
Cameron, by the way, just turned 7, yeah, so you get the idea.
I introduced him to the world of Wii, and I actually found that I had several games that I had never even taken out of the shrink wrap. So we unwrapped, had a deer hunting game, and so he was, you know, of course getting frustrated because he never could aim right, but we were playing all sorts of sports and tennis and, yeah.
That was fun.
That was fun.
So Cam liked the old games as well.
Yeah, but it would be nice to have a newer game system. But yeah, I keep telling him that his dad works in radio and can't afford all that nice things.
Well, he knows that because...
Call in, win stuff. Thank you.
He's always reminding us about that, so that's just as important. And while we're talking about that...
The Cool Into Tomorrow Hot Summer Giveaway.
We've got a plethora of goodies for you. Chris is going to start off with some of the cool things that we have just added to the list that you don't want to miss.
From Ryobi, you've got 18-volt Score wireless speaker sets. These are wireless speakers valued at $140 each.
Oh, and they're very cool. Outdoor, indoor, whatever the case, so handle the rugged abuse that you might give it. From WeBoost, drive sleek boosts cellular signal for your vehicle. They sent 3 of them at $200 a pop. And you might want to win one of those if you've got some vehicle difficulty.
DE World sent a couple of cases of their Grip all-in-one phone mounts. This thing gives you like 18 different ways to mount your phone in your car.
Yeah, and none of them are super glue.
Yes.
But there's a whole bunch of other stuff. Lotus by Seam sent their personal safety wearable devices with accessories that might be handy for you. Again, links to all these prizes as well at intotomorrow.com so you can get more info.
Catalyst sent waterproof and impact protection cases for Apple Watch, iPhones, and Samsung Galaxy S10s.
Lots of stuff from WDC. The 6-terabyte G drive USB was added this week. That's a $174 value right there. It's a high-performance storage in a compact package, along with the 2-terabyte WD My Passport Ultra portable drive. Two of those at $90 a pop.
VinPower Digital sent a few of their 128-gigabyte iX Flash iPhone flash drives.
From Razer, you into gaming? A lot of you are. Hammerhead Duo in-ear headsets. A bunch of them at $60 each.
Brilliant provided a single-switch all-in-one smart home control panel valued at $300.
And this is really cool because it's also got Alexa built in, and you can display pictures or artwork or all this, replacing a switch on your wall. One, two, or three-way switches. You kind of get the idea. There's a lot of stuff. Stay tuned because we're going to share the rest of the goodies with you. And as Chris mentioned earlier, one company, yet to be named because they're not in-house, but they're on the way. We have proof. Sending $8,000 worth of goodies. I can tell you this. You like to remote start your car? Do you like to find your car wherever it might be? And all those sorts of fancy-dancy things? It's something that I've been using on all of my vehicles for years. All of them. I have one. But, I mean, all of my previous vehicles and my current one. That's all I can tell you because they're not in-house.
Yeah, don't say much. I see the lawyers walking in now to stop you.
Yeah, I know. It's like, get out of here. We're doing a show. Jeez. Send us a letter. Oh, man. But you get the idea. Lots of fun stuff. A lot of cool things to share with you. And all you have to do is call in and participate. You don't have to tell us some goofy phrase that pays or some nonsense. I mean, if you tell us you love the show, that's terrific. Especially if you are listening on WTN in the Nashville area. We hope you continue to love the show. Have you all signed up for our free podcasts yet? Everybody wants to do that, but especially in Tennessee, you'll want to have the podcast so you don't miss the show. Enough said. Margaret in Raleigh, North Carolina, listens on WPTF. Hello, Margaret. Welcome into tomorrow.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, that's what I said.
I'm in a quandary. I still love my flip phone, and it's evidently had some water issues.
Oh.
I'm wondering where I can go to get used flip phones. I use Verizon currently. The flip phones are small. They fit in my pocket. I'm a senior citizen, and I need a small phone so that when I'm going somewhere, it'll fit easily in my pocket. No big old square phones for me.
No big old square phone, huh, Margaret? Well, Verizon still sells feature phones. It's kind of how they're known as opposed to smartphones, those big old square ones you're talking about. But fewer and fewer as time goes by. You can still get them, though. Currently, they only have 5 or 6 of them listed on their website. So your options are relatively limited. But there is some good news here for you. These phones are not very popular, so guess what? As a result, they're very cheap. The ones Verizon listed online right now range from $5 a month for a basic Kyocera LTE flip phone to $14 a month for a ruggedized, weatherproof, push-to-talk-enabled Sonim XP5. You get the idea. There's a range of goodies. From very cheap to only a few dollars more.
And you can also find these phones on the usual retail sites like Amazon. But if you want choices that you know will work with Verizon, you can still get them from them for the time being, even if every year your options get smaller.
Yeah, and that's going to happen, unfortunately, Margaret. They're phasing them out and have been the last few years. But certainly with the popularity overall by the vast majority of folks in the world, smartphones are just going to be the phones of the future. Now, there may still be a handful, very small handful left over the next couple of years, but don't be surprised if they go away. So take advantage of whatever you like. Go into it. I'm sure there's either a Verizon store near you. You mentioned you're on Verizon. Some of them, I think T-Mobile will even offer you a free phone if you move to them. But find out first if you have good coverage in your area, and then maybe take advantage of a free phone, a similar feature phone, not a big old square smartphone. if you don't want that. And if you've got other tips or input for Margaret, that's another great way to participate on the show and win prizes. Listeners helping other listeners, some of our favorite calls. We want to hear from you anytime, day or night, at this number.
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
OWC, your source for connectivity, offers a wide variety of USB-C and Thunderbolt 3 docks to help you connect to your world. Ranging from travel docks with HDMI, USB 3, SD ports, and USB-C power pass-through while on the road, to desktop docks providing power to charge your laptop, and 14 ports to connect your monitors, external drives, headphones, wired Ethernet, and other devices using a single cable. See all the OWC products at owc.com/into.
Because everyday technology should make every day easier, certainly not more complicated, you're tuned into Tomorrow. We're your gas X for tech. Yeah.
Okay.
Your weekly technology auditory gem.
I like that one better.
Yeah, but listeners called us both, so I like to use them. And I'm sure even the gas X for tech, they meant in a very good way. You know, we relieve any issues that you may have.
Your tech gives you gas, we'll relieve the pressure.
Yeah, oh, jeez. Okay, now you're getting a little too descriptive, but yeah, we actually will do that. So hopefully that'll help you out. By the way, I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by OWC, your source for connecting your laptop to the world. Special Into Tomorrow products and pricing at owc.com/into. That's owc.com/into.
Into Tomorrow's favorite app of the week. What's your favorite app? Tell us about your favorite app. Just use the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow app to participate. Just search these two words, Into Tomorrow, in your favorite app store. Tap our app and get your Into Tomorrow to go.
You know, I'm going to have to fire that producer because he played the wrong thing. That's the outro instead of the intro. That's my fault. But I'm not going to admit guilt.
You can't fire yourself.
I could. Oh, that would be nice. I could use the break. So could the audience, probably.
You don't qualify for unemployment benefits.
No, I don't. That's true. That would be an issue. Well, but you got the idea, kind of, sort of. We're talking about what is your favorite app of the week. And whatever it might be, there's always an app that all of us are using lately that we find helpful. Chris is going to tell you one of his. I'll tell you one of mine. I mean, that's what we do in this segment. Right, Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure Erasmo has a favorite app these days, and maybe he wants to share it. Maybe it was about traveling to Italy and an app he used to help him with his travel. Who knows? But there's an app that you would probably share with friends and family. And my goodness, after 24 years on the air, I hope we're part of your friends and family. And you want to tell us about it. That's what we're asking for in this particular segment. And guess what? Yes, you win prizes during the big summer giveaway just for sharing it with us. Don't just tell us the name. Tell us what it does, what you like about it, what you don't like about it, why you would recommend it. Or if there's an app that you've been trying and it doesn't do what it's supposed to do, that's a little tech rage. Share that with us as well. That's a fine thing to do if you'd like as well. You know, apps lose 69% of their users in the first day that you may download an app. 79% in the first week. So Adjust has found in a recent study those particular stats. Gaming and sports apps are most likely to get uninstalled. That I find interesting. And while news and comics have the best retention. I would have guessed news, sure. A news app, because it's always changing. And if you have a news app, your favorite news source, you know, ABC News, Fox News, you know, CNN, are they still around? Whatever you might have as an app might be something that you use regularly, so you keep that app working. And that's fine. And you're not likely to uninstall it. We talked even last week again on the show in answer to a listener's question, desperately trying to find more space on his phone. You know, that it was just filling up rapidly with all sorts of things that he had, videos and pictures and various content. And you realize, okay, there's a bunch of apps that I haven't even opened in a year Well, get rid of them. Uninstall them. And then you won't have that issue.
Yeah, at least on the iPhones, I know, I mean, I'm sure Android does a similar thing, but the iPhones, when you look at your app list, it'll even tell you the size of the app and how much space on your phone the app is taking. So you can easily clear up some space.
Oh, for sure. And most apps don't take a lot of space. Right. Like a news app, it's just going to give you some headlines, and if you click on it, it goes to their site for the story, so it's not taking up a lot of space.
A lot of times it's the data within the app. Like I use Amazon Music on my phone a lot. The app itself doesn't take up a lot of space, but I've downloaded a lot of music that I want to be able to play when I don't have a Wi-Fi or a data connection. That is what takes up the space in that app.
But a favorite app that I've discovered these days that I find myself using more than most other apps on my phone is Google Drive. It's not just a cloud storage service. A lot of people think of it that way. In addition to syncing and storing your files, it also includes a powerful mobile office suite. So you can create and edit files from your phone. Drive can even store your files locally for offline viewing and editing. Some of the bigger files, of course, are going to take some room on your phone, but you don't have to keep them there when you're finished with it. So it might not replace your desktop office utilities like Word, you know, if you subscribe to Office 365, for example, something along those lines. But it does come surprisingly close to replacing those things. It also makes it easy to collaborate on and share documents with other people, regardless of platform. And that's what makes it even better, I think, Google Drive, because iOS and Android, it's free. That's another major plus. And, of course, they have additional costs if you need to increase storage, but at least you have those options.
And I use Drive as well, along with their companion apps, Docs and Sheets, because the Drive will allow you to view all of the documents.
Docs and what?
Docs and Sheets.
Oh,
and
Sheets. Okay, I thought I had to dump you.
Because they have Google Docs, which will allow you to edit the docs that you can view in Drive, and then Sheets, which allow you to edit all the spreadsheets that you see. So they're great apps.
Very handy. And we use Google Documents and Sheets a lot with the show, about guests, about remote broadcasts, about all kinds of stuff. So do check it out. And visit us at intotomorrow.com.
What if people with type 1 diabetes had the power to manage their condition without finger sticks? To always know their glucose levels and where they're heading with just a glance at their smart device? To customize alerts and alarms to help keep them in range? All this knowledge, powered by a small wearable. Introducing the Dexcom G6. Make knowledge your superpower. For a list of compatible smart devices, visit dexcom.com/compatibility. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions.
Because you didn't even read the manual back when there used to be one, you're tuned into tomorrow. Let us be your consumer tech manual for any item that you may have some difficulty with, or maybe you just want to get some advice on buying some consumer technology product. We're here for that, too, anytime.
Are there still manuals?
I think so. There are definitely manuals. But I don't know how many manuals.
You know, I was very pleased that this car that I have now has a manual. The car I had before this one was a Dodge Journey. It came with a CD-ROM. Manual.
Great.
The CD-ROM was the manual. So
which, of course, is really good if you're just driving.
Right, and so they expect me to have a laptop.
Have a problem.
Not only to have a laptop in the car, but have a laptop with a CD-ROM drive to be able to get the manual.
Which is even more rare these days.
Yeah.
You'd have the drive available. That's pretty bizarre. Eva in Amherstburg, Ontario, listens on AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Hello, Eva.
I was considering purchasing a Huawei 8X cell phone. It's available only on Amazon, and it says international, therefore no warranty. I'd like to know your thoughts on that. Should I or shouldn't I? And also, is it okay to buy a Huawei? I heard that Google was going to pull out, and I might have issues with using the app on that phone.
Well, first of all, Eva, assuming Google sticks to the ban on Huawei, the main problem you're going to run into is not so much apps themselves, but long-term support. Google offers manufacturers support in a number of ways, most of which are pretty transparent to you as a user. But if they lose that support, it'll be very hard for them to incorporate any features or patch any issues successfully, if that's going to happen. They've been given like a 90-day reprieve, if you will, while people are still studying the issues.
And if you're considering a Huawei phone at all, security may not be your number one concern, since their reputation on that front is a little bit tarnished right now, to say the least.
That's a light way to put it.
Yeah. But there are bad actors completely independent from any government that can take care of security problems with phones that can allow them to gain some access and steal some data or otherwise cause harm. Overall, there isn't really much of a reason to go out of your way to choose a phone with no warranty and a host of potential serious issues. You might be better off looking elsewhere.
Yeah, and I get that you probably like some of their phones if you've had the opportunity to use them. They do make some good phones. There's no question about it. They're coming out with a foldable phone where Samsung can't quite get it together. That's a whole other story. We'll talk about that in a couple of minutes. But they do make some decent phones, and they have some great features, and they sound good, and they take great pictures, most of them, and so forth. But again, the issues that have been talked about the last couple of years involving security, and because they're basically owned by the communist Chinese government, and there's a lot of concern about Chinese infiltrating various and sundry things. And it's not so much your phone as an end user, because in the long run, they probably couldn't care less what you're using your phone for. But it's in the systems. There's a lot of talk about how Huawei's been trying to get very involved in the 5G stuff, the latest version, if you will, of phone operating systems that carriers will be using. And that's what's got a lot of people scared. You know, they're in the system, and they could be monitoring things and copying data. And no one that I know of has been able to specifically say, yes, they've done it, and here's these examples. But then again, the intelligence agencies don't have to do that. They just say they know it's happening and don't do it. I mean, it's already a ban for any government-owned organizations, agencies, military, and so forth. They cannot buy any Huawei stuff for that reason. And that's where Google and others have begun to say, okay, we're out. You know, we're just not going to support them. But most have given them a 90-day grace period. I don't know if it's going to change anything at the end of those 90 days. So that's where it's iffy.
So being a U.S.-based talk show, we're probably not going to be able to get them on at IFA Berlin, will we?
We're trying. I'm kind of hoping that nobody tells them because
they have a pretty big presence there.
They have a huge presence. In fact, their CEO is going to be the opening keynote speaker. Speaker. That's what I meant, because it's sprechen Sie Deutsch. He's going to do it, I guess, in English. Maybe he's going to do it in Chinese. I don't know. But he's going to be the opening keynote speaker at IFA in Berlin in September. And yeah, we're trying to get him on the show. I want him to be able to say, so is there a concern or not? And how do you have people feel comfortable about it? You know, we've got listeners that say they like your phones and they're thinking of buying another one, but because of all this going on, maybe they're going to look elsewhere. I want to have their CEO tell us why that's not a problem and why that shouldn't be a concern. And if they don't come on, aha! Then I'm going to have to say, well, there you go. They won't even come and talk about it, so there must be an issue.
And we should tell him that the president listens to the show, so we ask him if he has a message for him, and we'll get him to deliver it on the show.
All right. We'll see if that works. Erasmo's laughing loudly in the control room, but okay. We can always try that. Maybe there's an option there. I did make reference, though, to Samsung and what's been going on there. Fixing Samsung's foldable phone flaws, it's hard to say, appears to be taking longer than they expected. In another example of rushing a tech product to market when it's obviously not quite ready yet, Samsung's $1,980 Galaxy Fold smartphone may not launch in June after all. That's a date that was already pushed back. A week ago, Best Buy said it's canceling all Galaxy Fold pre-orders due to a lack of a specific new release date. Samsung said they plan to announce the release date in the coming weeks, quote unquote. So for now, save your money and fold clothes instead of a phone.
Well, Apple beat everybody to the foldable phones with the 7 Plus. It just wasn't designed to fold.
Yeah, that's true. How many people, of course, don't carry your phone in your back pocket anyway. If you do any sitting down, that's probably not a good idea. But yeah, the 7 Plus, we remember a lot of folks had that issue. It's like, why is it bending? It's an undocumented feature. Right, yeah. Right. Until it just broke. It wasn't an undocumented feature. It was ill-prepared. Mm-hmm. Not that Apple would ever do that.
No.
Again, a lot. Uh-huh. So, yeah, Samsung's foldable phone continues to have flaws, and we'll see. Great idea, some would say. Others would say, the heck do you need that for? Well, because it can open up to be like a tablet, a small but tablet-like device instead of just a phone. And for some of us that just can't get a large enough screen to be able to see everything as clearly as our older eyes would like, I think that's a great idea. Sure, open it up and be able to see more, have more screen real estate. But not yet. So now they push the June date away, and who knows? And somebody's, I'm sure, getting fired or hung by the toes or something. Of course, this is South Korea. It's not China, where they would just execute them. But we'll see. But Huawei's coming out with a foldable phone, too. And others are. So, I don't know. But you maybe just don't buy that.
Yeah. So, I thank the Lord that speed cameras never really took off in the U.S.
Uh-oh.
Because I would probably have a lot of those tickets. But it seems that the Holy Spirit has intervened and spared a German driver from a speeding fine.
Oh?
Police said that the vehicle was clocked doing 34 miles an hour in an 18-mile-an-hour zone. But investigators were unable to issue the $117 fine because a dove flew between the car and the speed camera, concealing the driver's identity.
Whoa, no. Right at that moment when yes. The camera snapped, so, a dove saved the day.
So the department joked that the Holy Ghost must have intervened and sent the dove, which is a symbol of the Holy Ghost in Christianity, to protect the driver. Police said, quote, "We have understood the sign and leave the speeder in peace this time."
Whoa. I was so looking for, I have Hallelujah sung somewhere here on my computer, but this is the closest I could find.
Here I come to save the day.
We'll pretend that's a dove and not Mighty Mouse. But wow. And the police even said, we get the intervention.
Yeah.
We're not going to issue the ticket that time. Because wow. I mean, that's pretty amazing. I'm impressed about that. Mm-hmm. Just at that perfect moment, which the first thing I thought of when you said that was, remember that baseball pitch, major league game, where pitcher struck and killed a bird that flew by just at that same, oh, that wasn't pretty, nor was that divine intervention, but, well, who knows, you know, but that's kind of what it reminded
me
of.
It's your time.
That's true. Intotomorrow.com for more. Let's meet there, shall we?
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Thomas Edison flops, Henry Ford completes his first car, and Apple releases their first consumer product. It all happened this week in tech history, and Chris is going to join us momentarily to tell us all about that. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available wherever you live or work. Text the word radio to 35000 if you want more info. Again, text the word radio to 35000.
Lex in Bossier City, Louisiana, listens on 710 Keel. Hello, Lex.
I wanted to make a comment about a battery system that I am using for my Note 8 Samsung phone. I use a battery pack case that lasts me all day long. I'm at 100% battery power when I reach the end of my day.
Wow.
There have been times when I am able to go a second day, maybe even three quarters of that day, without plugging up to a wired charger. And I'm really happy with that. And I wanted to know if there is any adverse effect to my phone that would be hurting it by charging it with this battery pack?
Well, Lex, generally speaking, it should be okay. Smartphones do what's known as trickle charging for the most part, which basically means that they'll charge your battery until it's almost full, then only give it enough power to keep it topped off as needed. Now, that means that your phone won't really be getting full power at all times. It will just be getting topped off, or topped up, if you will, little by little, and that's fine.
Yeah, now, there is one possible concern, though, and that's heat. If this is one of those battery packs that you strap to the phone and it's constantly warm, then that could shorten the life of your battery. Other than that, we wouldn't really have any major concerns.
Yeah, and that's a good point. You have to just be aware of it. Now, if it's just a little warm, like your phone even gets a little warm when you're using it, especially if you're on a long phone call, which who uses their phone for phone calls anymore? Hardly nobody. But you may have noticed that if you're talking to someone for a while and then you end the call and you go, wow, my phone's a little warm. That's fine. The processor was working overtime and keeping the call going and so forth. That's very normal. If it's hot to the touch, that's a problem. And if your case, because you're using that battery case, is hot, then be cautious. Don't use it as much. What you need to do, perhaps, in that case, and I think a lot of people have done it this way, is think in terms of using that battery case only as your phone gets low. You know, if you could go all day with your regular phone charge and not use the case, there's always an on-off switch or engage it when needed, that sort of thing, then do it when it gets down to maybe 30, 40% or less even. Because it's healthy to let it go. I mean, it used to be you had to do that. You had to drain the batteries altogether because they develop memory. Not the case in modern batteries. But you might be doing a little bit better, Lex, if you just kind of use that spare battery on the case only when you need it, when it starts really getting low. Let us know how that works out for you in the long run. Hopefully it's not heating up other than just a little warmth for normal operation.
Jump aboard the time machine.
You got mail.
Time to head into yesterday with This Week in Tech History.
History.
Here's Chris.
Oh, he just said that.
Yeah.
History.
In 1869 this week, at the age of 22, Thomas Edison of Boston, Massachusetts, received a patent for his electric voting machine. At that time, lawmakers voted by simply yelling out yay or nay, and a scribe would tally the votes by hand. Edison hoped to speed up this process with his machine that recorded the ballots of voters with the help of a simple switch and an electric current.
Why would they just say yay or nay? Because it sounds so close. They should say
affirmative.
Or no.
Because this was like 100 years before Star Trek.
Oh, well, that explains it.
Now, this was one of the first patents for Edison, who ended up with a total of 2,332 patents during his lifetime.
Wow.
This was also known as one of his biggest flops, with one lawmaker quoted as saying, "If there's one invention on Earth we don't want down here, that is it."
Wow.
Now, Thomas Edison is, of course, credited with my favorite quote of all time, saying, "I have not failed. I have just found 10,000 ways that won't work."
Oh, I like that.
That's the way to look at life.
That's a good quote to live by. Yeah. All right.
This week in 1896, Henry Ford completed the Ford Quadricycle, his first gasoline-powered automobile, and gave it a successful test run. This was Ford's first car and was a simple frame with a gas-powered engine and four bicycle wheels mounted to it.
No, Pinky.
The quadricycle was steered by a tiller handle, had a two-speed transmission, put out a whopping 4 horsepower, and had a top speed of 20 miles per hour.
That ought to keep the little squirts happy.
The original quadricycle still survives today and is housed at the Henry Ford Museum in Dearborn, Michigan.
Oh, but not in use.
No, not in use.
Oh, I saw it. I was there in the Henry Ford Museum in Dearborn, Michigan, just right part of the Ford campus.
I'm sure many of our listeners at CKLW have seen it in person.
That's true. It's right there. And it was very cool. A whole 4 miles. No, what was the horsepower?
Four horsepower. Max speed of 20 miles an hour.
Wow.
Two-speed transmission. So you had first gear, which gets you up to 10 miles an hour, and second gear, which gets you up to 20. That was it.
Awesome.
And this week in 1977, the Apple II, designed by Steve Wozniak, went on sale. It was one of the first successful mass-produced personal computers. It was introduced by the two Steves, Jobs and Wozniak, at the West Coast Computer Fair, and was the first consumer product sold by Apple Computer.
Cool.
The machine sold for for about $1,300, which today would be about $5,000.
Wow.
That's our look back at This Week in Tech History, brought to you by IFA Berlin, the global innovation show since 1924 for consumer tech and home appliances, and by IFA Next, the launchpad for innovations. Get more info at ifa-berlin.com.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962.
Translating tech to English, you're tuned into Tomorrow. Erasmo's in the control room, H working with the show out of New York. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by StreamGuys.com, providing the audio streaming for all 3 hours of Into Tomorrow via our website at IntoTomorrow.com.
And Jacob in Mississippi listens on Super Talk Mississippi. Hey there.
I'm sharing a concern, mainly that technology is getting so advanced that it's disrupting the way that humans were supposed to live and interact. For instance, we're so connected electronically, yet relationally, we're more disconnected than ever. And I really think it's hurting us socially. And I also worry about, you know, you shared concerns about Facebook and different security issues. I also worry about all the data that they're collecting that they don't even know how to use yet, that there's going to come a day that it's really going to be detrimental for overall society, whether that's all the data they have collected in storehouses, you know, larger tech companies. And I also worry about the data that these Ancestry.com and the like, the biotech companies, they're collecting all these different DNA sequences and genomes. I really worry about how they're going to monetize that in the long run as well.
Well, Jacob, don't worry too much. We want you to be able to live a productive life, but you bring up some very good points, as do others. As a matter of fact, Google's former head of communications, Jessica Powell, wrote an interesting satirical piece in the New York Times recently with her take on all of this.
Yeah, and in her closing paragraph, she wrote, let's talk about the printing press. You see, when the printing press was invented, people were very afraid of it. They tried to stop it, but the printing press democratized access to information. That's what we want to do with your information, democratize it, and make it available to every person, everywhere. We want to set your data free, and we intend to make a fortune doing it.
And she was very honest about that, because that's got to be the mentality. We talk all the time, as Jacob just made reference to, about you are the product for Facebook. It's you. It's your data. It's your info. So some things to be concerned about. Again, Jacob, try not to worry too much. Hang in there. We'll have the full quote at intotomorrow.com. Do check it out. Interesting.